The federal government won't comment on reports it's planning to give asylum seekers intercepted at sea Australian-provided lifeboats so they can be safely returned to Indonesia. As we heard, Indonesian authorities say Australia has forced two boats to turn back in recent weeks, both of which have ended up stranded on a remote Indonesian island. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, has refused to give any information about the incidents or whether new boats for asylum seekers to return to their destinations is now government policy. Mark Dreyfus is the opposition's acting immigration spokesman, and he's speaking here to Melissa Clark.
Mark Dreyfus, if there have been two towbacks recently, as reported, is it a sign that the Coalition has been able to successfully implement its policy?
The problem is we just don't know. And Scott Morrison cannot continue to keep Australians in the dark over this. He needs to front up and explain what the government is doing. I think it's shameful that we are learning more from the Jakarta Post and from Indonesian authorities than from our own government.
But if policies are being successfully implemented, which we might be able to presume from these reports, then is the Australian public knowing the details straight away that critical?
Absolutely, it's critical. We need to know when these events occurred, how many asylum seekers were involved, how many Australian Navy vessels were involved, what's the cost of these operations, how these events are consistent with the Refugees Convention, with maritime law, and most importantly, what attempts have been made to obtain Indonesian cooperation. There's a whole host of questions which need to be answered by this minister and are not being answered.
Well, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa has again stated his nation's condemnation of the turn back the boats policy, but he's also said that he expects relations between the two countries to return to where it's been in the past. So is it that much of a cause for concern?
It's a great cause for concern. The Foreign Minister of Indonesia is an experienced diplomat and he is being very diplomatic, but in no uncertain terms. He has repeated Indonesia's rejection of this policy. Prime Minister Abbott was warned more than a year ago about this Indonesian response. And what we've got here is an immigration minister, Scott Morrison, and a prime minister who are not wanting to face up to the fact that to get regional cooperation, to get a regional arrangement, we need the cooperation of Indonesia, and that is not forthcoming.
But Marty Natalegawa also said that he is having almost daily conversations with the Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop. So relations can't be that dire if there is still that sort of close contact going on.
And I'm very pleased to hear that kind of communication is going on. But it remains the case that Indonesia rejects this kind of tactic by the Australian government.
The government is also refusing to confirm or deny whether reports are correct that lifeboats have been purchased to transfer asylum seekers so they can be sent back to Indonesia in seaworthy vessels. What do you make of this idea?
I can't make anything of the idea because Australians are being left to guess at what the government is doing in our name. We're being left to guess what our Navy is being asked to do. That is not acceptable. The only justification for this cover-up is a political one, where the Minister and the Prime Minister are not wanting to explain to Australians what's going on because that would make clear just how disastrous the impact this is having on our relationship with Indonesia.
Scott Morrison would argue that informing the Australian public of what's going on and what these approaches are would also be informing people smugglers what's going on and give them the ability to prepare in advance.
That's never made any sense. It's nonsense to suggest that people smugglers are not informed about their own operations and about the fate of their operations. And it's equally nonsensical to suggest that you wouldn't want to be telling potential people smugglers what is happening out there and what is likely to be the fate of their operation. On no level does it make any sense. And I repeat, it's just a cover-up by the government. It's a cover-up for their own political and diplomatic ineptitude. It's a cover-up for seemingly the fact that they don't know what they're doing. And the Australian people are entitled to know more. They're certainly entitled to be told by their own government what is being done in our name. They shouldn't have to wait to read about it in the Jakarta Post or to be told by Indonesian authorities what our government and what our Navy is being asked to do.
The opposition's acting immigration spokesman Mark Dreyfus speaking there to Melissa Clark, and the immigration minister Scott Morrison declined our request for an interview.